name's Domingo. I'm 17 and I'm a senior in high school. I live with my parents and my little sister. When I was 8 years old, I found an M100 in my brother's room.
Yeah, definitely it changed my life in a big way. So yeah, I realized then that I had a problem. I was, you know, doing something for unknown reasons, and whatever reasons those are, I need to figure that out. I need to find myself within that and figure out why I'm doing that. And I really couldn't answer that. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this for attention? Are you doing this because, I don't know, because you just like fire? I mean, there's a lot of reasons, and some kids really can't nail it down to one specific thing. Sometimes it takes more than that. Sometimes it takes a kid to actually get burned, or someone close to them get burned to where it hits home, and then they realize. To me, it took me to actually get burned before I realized. You know what I mean? I was in the hospital for almost a month, and then I realized, what am I doing? Why did I do this? I almost, you know, tore my family apart. My mom was like 6 months pregnant when I did it. I mean, I was 8 years old. What was I thinking? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
My name is Jason. I'm 14 years old. I just served 2 months for arson. In the eyes of the law, I'm a convicted felon now.
It's been hard, but I kind of see it as a lost and found kind of thing. I mean, I lost the chance to graduate with my friends in high school, but I found a better place to live. That's for sure. I lost my freedom for a while too, but I found a better way to make decisions. So it's been hard, but not all bad. Actually, I probably would have never gotten my GED without the help of my foster mother. I'm really glad for that.
I just got with the wrong crowd. They were the only people who accepted me, and that's what I felt like.
I haven't seen those guys in a long time. Well, the people I hang out with now are just mostly the people from work. I mean, we have fun, but it's different. Maybe it's because I'm 18 now. I don't want any more hassles than I already have.
My name is Amy. I'm 16 years old. I set a fire, and now I have to pay $11,000. And if I don't pay it, then my dad does, and he's not happy about that at all.
Well, my counselor really helped me a lot during that time, and things did start to get better with my dad that first year. I mean, we argued, mostly about my friends and stuff, but it was all right. We had some good times, too. Then when I was a senior, my dad's girlfriend moved in with us. They spent all their time together. They took trips without me, sometimes to Las Vegas, sometimes to visit her family. If I went along, she and I would just end up fighting. I don't know, I just seemed really left out of it all. After a while, I didn't want any attention. Anyway, my dad, I always said I wanted him to stop yelling and just listen, but I was the one pushing him away.
After I graduate high school, I have to pay $35,000 for the damage I caused. Hopefully, I'll be able to get a job at the youth center after my community service is over. But that's up to my administrator if he will recommend me to the head administrator.
3 years from this June, I'll have the entire $35,000 paid off. And that's a really big goal of mine right now. My foster father helped me get a job with a contractor. And my boss said, if I do really good, that I could run one of his crews next year. The hardest part is the felony. Every time I fill out an application, I always have to mark that down. And when I registered for school, I had to have my boss go down there and give me a recommendation. I have an application at home for an apartment to rent, and I already saw the question on it. I don't know. I hope this stuff ends sometime.
I stopped going to counseling because everything was working out. Then all this happened and all those old feelings started to come back. I didn't know what to do. That's when I cut my hair short. I was scared. I thought that by going back to the counselor, it was like admitting that I had done something wrong again. And I wanted to be over that. Besides, I thought that if my dad didn't care, why should anyone?
Yeah, definitely it changed my life in a big way, just because you're not as confident as you used to be. Even wearing short-sleeve shirts was, like, uncomfortable for me for a long time. I'm probably still getting over it. It's tough, you know what I mean? Other people don't notice it, really. I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, yeah, I don't even notice your hands. I've never even, I can't tell that your hands are burned. I can't tell you anything wrong with your hands, but how can you not notice it? You know what I mean? It's just like...
I finally forced myself to make an appointment. And when I went in, she said, Amy, it's good to see you again. I just started crying.
We're talking about the rebel from Vienna,
she met
right?
with my father and me and helped us work out a way to spend time alone, which was good. We still do that on Sundays. She also arranged for me to live somewhere else with a friend of hers who had a room I could rent. That was 2.5 years ago, and I'm still there. She calls me her work in progress. I guess I have had some continuing problems, but things are looking pretty good right now. I'm studying early childhood education so I can teach and help people the way my counselor helped me. I guess I want my dad to be proud of me, too.
I'm seeing myself when I was younger as a camper. Now I'm a counselor and going myself as a counselor. I'm sitting here trying to cover up my hands with long sleeve shirts, and these people have to face people. I mean, they look nothing like they used to look. You know what I mean? You can't ever go back to that. People prejudge you, don't even know you, just look at you and point and stare, and I can't even imagine what that's felt like. You know what I mean? I'm really lucky and blessed to be here today and be talking with you and still have use of my hands. I worked with a lot of kids that were amputees, 2 or 3 extremities, and, you know, in a wheelchair for the rest of their life. They might have robotic arms, state-of-the-art technology, but that's never going to bring back their real feeling in their hand where they wanted to go, you know, play baseball or something. That's something I kind of have still. Maybe not as much as kids who have never been burned, but it's a lot more than a lot of the kids I've met. A lot of the kids I've met are really, really bad off. Makes you realize and be thankful for what you have. I'm really thankful.